Did the children go?
孩童都去了吗?
The children left. Okay. Would you turn in your Bible to the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Luke?
如果你有圣经的话，请翻到路加福音第九章。
This is a very familiar portion of Scripture.
这部分经节我们大家都蛮熟悉的。
Yet as familiar as it is, few people within the church, few people seem to understand what this means in terms of our life.
那虽然这个经节我们大家好像都很熟悉，但是不是很多人可以真正了解这经文在我们生命当中能发挥的功能。
Luke 9:23.
路加福音第九章第二十三节。
Then he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, that person must deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow me.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架，跟从我。
Bow with me, please, for a moment of prayer.
请我们一同低头祷告。
Holy Spirit of God, we invite you to be our teacher.
圣灵的神啊，我们邀请你来成为我们的导师。
We have much to learn.
我们有许多需要学。
We have much of the word that needs to be applied to our lives.
我们有许多你的话语，我们必须真的是使用在我们的生活当中。
And we believe the instruction must come from you.
我们相信这些教导一定要从你而来。
May the word of God this day come alive.
愿神你的话语今天就在我们生命当中活出来。
May people hear, understand, and be changed.
愿我们今晨在这边，我们所有人都了解你的话语。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray.
我们靠着主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen. Many people across our country of USA are not ready to talk about death.
在我们美国的社会当中有许多人我们不太预备好要来谈论死亡。
Some are superstitious. They think if they talk about it, they'll die.
有些人觉得说好像我说了这些关于死亡的事情不久后我可能就会面临这个事情。
When my mother and father were quite old, my mother decided it was time to make arrangements for their death.
当我爸妈很老的时候，我妈妈就决定说是时候了，我要开始来预备她的死后的一些葬礼事宜。
My mother said to my father, "Let's go to the funeral director and then to the cemetery and make our arrangements."
那我妈妈就跟我爸妈说，是时候了，我们一起去葬仪社，然后去安排我们这些葬仪的事情。
Now my father was not from this country.
我父亲不是不是美国人。
He came from over in Europe.
他从欧洲移民过来。
And he had a different idea.
他有一个完全不同的想法。
He said to my mother, if you want to talk to the funeral director, you go. I'm not going.
他说你如果想要跟那个葬仪社的人说话你自己去我不去。
You want to go to the cemetery, you go. I'm not going.
你要去跟葬仪社人谈的话你去我不要去。
I will not talk about death.
我不想要说到死亡。
If I talk about it, I will die.
如果我说到死亡，我可能就死了。
And that was the end of that conversation.
那这个话题就此打住了。
There are many people who carry that superstition.
我相信有很多人就带着跟我父亲一样的迷信。
There are a lot of other people that are just simply afraid of death.
那还有许多其他人就是很害怕死亡。
They fear using the word because they're not sure what it means.
因为他们不太敢使用死这个字，因为他们不太了解死这件事情。
So in this country, when somebody dies, we often say they passed.
所以在我们的国家，我们当面对有人死掉时，我们常常会说他过去了。
They've gone beyond.
他到另外一个地方去了。
They've gone to be with the Lord.
他回到父亲天父家里面去了。
They can't simply say he died.
我们就是没有办法很简单的说他死了。
Well, it is possible today even to go to a funeral without getting out of your car.
那今天在我们到葬礼去，我们非常有可能就是不根本就开着车子去，就不用下车就可以完成这件事情。
Because a lot of people don't like to go to funerals.
因为我们很多人不喜欢去参加葬礼。
They don't want to look on someone who is dead.
我们不想看到死人在那边。
So now you drive through the funeral home.
那我们现在就像我们就可以开车经过那个葬礼社。
And there on the screen is the picture of the body in the casket.
然后你开经过就会看到有一个电脑荧幕，上面就是有那个棺木，还有那个死掉的人就躺在那边。
You look and you have a moment or two and then you get a prompt, a word from the television set.
然后你这边看了一会儿之后，你这边就有个按钮，你可以按下去。
It tells you how to record your visit and where to place a word or two to the family.
那个电脑就会教你要怎么样来记录你你觉得你去这边，然后你可以留下一些你想要说的话。
And then there's a commercial.
然后当然这还是有些商业性行为在里头。
Don't all television programs have commercials?
那当然是像电视一样都会有广告在那边。
If you want to order flowers, you indicate which you want and run your Visa card through the little slot.
那在那荧幕上你就可以透过那个选项可以选择你要什么样送什么样的花，然后信用卡一刷事情就结束了。
You've done all that and you didn't have to get out of your car.
你所有事情该做的做了，然后你根本不用下车。
Well, you know, what's interesting is the Bible has a lot to say about death.
那很有趣的，圣经里面提到非常多跟死亡有关的事。
But it's not that kind of death so much that the Bible speaks of.
但是圣经里面提到的死亡并不是我们刚刚描述的那些。
The Bible reminds us that if we live in sin, we will die.
圣经提醒我们，我们如果活在死亡活在罪当中，我们就是死的。
That is the beauty of God's creation in us.
那就是上帝他美好的创造在我们内里的。
We'll die.
我们会死。
So Ezekiel, the prophet said, the soul that sins shall die.
就像以西结书上讲的，凡犯罪的就会死。
He says it twice in the 18th chapter of Ezekiel.
在以西结书第十八章里面，他讲了两次。
The fourth verse and again in the 20th verse.
在第四节跟第二十节。
The soul that sins shall die.
凡犯罪的就会死。
And then most of you, or at least many of you, remember Paul writing in Romans 6:23.
那我们当中我们也我想我们也记得保罗在罗马书第六章第二十六节里面也提到。
Paul says, the wages of sin is death.
保罗说罪的工价乃是死。
And so, if we live in sin apart from God, we do not have the life of God within us.
如果我们活在罪里，然后我们又远离神，我们就没有上帝的生命在我们当中。
But there's another kind of death that's mentioned in the Bible.
那还有另外一种死在圣经里面有提到。
And what is beautiful about it is a death that brings life.
那这个死的美好是它因为你死才会得来生命。
It's the seed that falls into the ground and dies.
是一粒麦子死掉埋在土里。
But from that seed grows the grain.
那从那颗种子里面就长出了麦子来。
And so the Bible shows us clearly, if we learn what it means to die, we can be alive in Christ.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，我们学习怎么样死，我们可以在主耶稣基督里面怎么样重新活过来。
So, For that reason, I want to look at Luke 9:23.
因为这个原因，我们要来看看路加福音第九章第二十三节。
And here is the passage that teaches us about the death that brings life.
那这段经文教导我们怎么样的死可以带给我们新的生命。
Now the verse begins by saying, "Then he said to them all."
这段经文从耶稣又对众人说开始。
Well, who is this all to whom Jesus speaks?
那这些众人是耶稣对这些众人是谁呢
？Well, all the people that were standing in front of him.
这众人指的是在耶稣面前的所有人。
We know of the 12 disciples.
那我们知道当中有十二个门徒。
But there were many more disciples beyond that 12.
那我们知道有远远比十二个门徒还要多的人。
You remember in the upper room at Pentecost, there were 120 people.
我们记得在上房里面还有120个人。
All of them followers of Jesus.
所有这些跟从耶稣的人。
And probably beyond that, there were many other people that were standing here in this crowd who had been following Jesus.
那当然还有许多的群众都跟随的耶稣也都听到耶稣的作为的人。
Maybe not disciples.
也许不是门徒。
But they were interested.
但是他们对耶稣很有兴趣。
And so what Jesus says here, he says,To everybody.
所以耶稣这边讲的是对所有人说的。
And I want you to hear this.
那我要你来听。
When Jesus summons people to come to him, the invitation is to everyone.
当耶稣指示人们来听的时候，他的这个呼召是给所有的人。
This word that we have is God's invitation to everyone.To come and know Him and experience His love.
圣经里面所有的经文都是上帝给我们来呼召我们来听他里面的话语。
Now, will everyone come?
但是所有人都会来吗
？Of course not.
当然不是。
There may be some here this morning that have heard the truth, and yet your heart is closed.
当然，我们当中也有些人已经听到了上帝的真理，但是你的心还是关闭着。
But the word is declared.
但是话已经被宣告了。
And Jesus said this to all of them.
耶稣把这个真理已经给所有人都说了。
But then he gets more particular or specific.
然后耶稣接下来就他又更精确的继续说。
He says.If anyone will come after me,
他说若有人要跟从我
So now he sets a standard for a disciple of Jesus Christ.
所以他在这边设了一个标准给这些要跟从耶稣的门徒
The standard is this.
这个标准是这样
If anyone wants to follow me, they must deny themselves and take up a cross.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起十字架。
That's anyone who follows him.
这是对所有要跟从耶稣的人说的。
This invitation to deny and take up a cross is not an option.
这个要舍己，要天天背起十字架，这个不是一个好像可以选上的。
There's no choice here.
这是没有选上的。
Anyone who follows me.
所有人跟从我的人
will deny themselves and take up a cross.
就必要舍己，必要背起十字架。
I've mentioned the name Dietrich Bonhoeffer here before.
我曾经在我们这边分享到 Dietrich 这个名字。
He wrote a book that today is quite famous.
他写了一本非常有名的书。
The name is The Cost.Of discipleship.
这本书的名叫做门徒的代价。
And he says in the book.
然后他在这书里面上面想着。
When Jesus invites someone to come and follow him.
当耶稣邀请人来到面前来跟从他。
He is inviting that person to come and die.
他是邀请这些人来跟从他然后死。
You see, if anyone. Hears the voice of Christ and says, I will follow, This is what Jesus says is the standard.
你看，如果有我们有人听到耶稣这样的话，愿意来跟从耶稣的话，这个就是要面对的标准。
Now, I want to make a bit of a confession here to you this morning.
那我今天要来认一个罪。
I have confessed to you before, haven't I?
我之前我已经跟你们认了一些罪。
And it's always dangerous just to confess failures in front of maybe 100 or so people.
那当然面对100多个人来认罪是有点危险性。
Here's my confession.
这是我认罪的部分。
For about 25 years, I was an evangelist.
大概有25年左右我是一个福音性的人。
I traveled week after week after week.Preaching in churches and inviting people to come to Christ.
每一个礼拜我都到不同的教会去，邀请人来接受耶稣。
For 25 years, sometimes 40 weeks out of the year, I was somewhere else in the world inviting people to come to Christ.
25年当中，每年大概有40周，我都是在不同的教会邀请人来接受耶稣。
Now, what is my confession?
那我要认什么罪呢?
Because I was eager, or because I wanted so much for people to come to Christ, I often only preached half of the gospel.
那因为我甚至很想人赶快来接受耶稣基督，所以我常常分享的福音是一半的。
I look back now and see my failure.
那我回过头来看我的失败。
You say, well, which half of the gospel did you preach?
那你就问说，我这分享一半的福音是哪个部分呢
？Do you want to have your sins forgiven？
你要不要你的罪得赦免
？Do you want to receive the joy and peace of God？
你要从神得来他的平安喜乐吗
？Come to Him。
来到耶稣面前。
Trust Him。
信靠他。
And all these wonderful things will be yours。
那这些美好的事情都会成为你的。
I say that's only half the gospel。
我说这个只有一半的福音。
Because you see, Jesus says, if anyone wants to come after me, they've got to deny themselves and take up a cross.
因为这边我们很清楚看到耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，当舍己，要背起他的十字架。
We are fearful sometimes about being that honest with folks.
我们有时候会有点恐惧，要对人家讲这么真实的话。
But let's face it, my friends, following Jesus has its demands.
但是我们来面对吧，我们要跟从耶稣绝对会有要求的。
There are risks in following Jesus.
跟从耶稣也是会有一些危险的。
In the prayer this morning that our pastor prayed, we were reminded of people around the world suffering and dying because of their faith in Jesus Christ.
今天早上牧者的祷告当中，我们可以听到有许许多多的跟耶稣的跟从者，他们面对迫害。
And so, if you have been deluded in thinking that coming to Jesus is just going to give you a wonderful life,
如果你认为跟从耶稣基督好像是一个很舒服很好的很美好没有什么危险性的事情。
You've only heard half of the story.
你大概只听了一半的故事。
You see, he says you want to receive.
他说你想要得着。
You come and you will get.
你来你必得着。
But what you get, you are given.So you can give it away.
但是你所得着的，你就必须再给出去。
You want to be blessed.
你想要被祝福。
God will bless you.
上帝肯定祝福你。
So that you can be a blessing in the world in which you live.
所以你在你所活的世界当中，你可以成为一个祝福。
Giving to others.
给予别人。
Living a life of blessing to others.
成为别人生命当中的祝福的生命。
Sometimes can be very painful.
有的时候这是一件很痛苦的事情。
Because it's not received.
因为你没有得着。
Are you ready for that?
你已经预备好了吗?
If anyone is going to follow him, They must deny themselves and take up a cross.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架。
Okay, so what does it mean to deny yourself?
所以啊，舍己是什么意思？
If I'm going to be a good Christian, do I have to deny myself every pleasure of life?
如果我想成为一个好的基督徒，我是不是把一定要完全舍弃掉我的一些喜好？
Would that mean I can only eat pasta or spaghetti once a month?
是不是我一个礼拜只能吃一次的意大利面？
I'm denying myself the joy of good eating.
我把我享受吃的这个欲望给否定掉。
How many hot fudge sundaes would I have to give up to please God?
那我要放弃掉多少巧克力圣代来让神喜悦？
You think I'm being a bit silly, huh?
你觉得我有点好玩哦。
For several hundred years, the monasteries grew throughout the world.
几百年来，修道院不有越来越多的修道院被建立。
And the monasteries were filled with men who believed that if they deprived themselves of the things they enjoy.They would be closer to God.
那这些修道院当中有很多的人，他们认为他们把自己喜爱的东西剥夺掉之后，这样子会更容易来接近靠近神。
Now, I'm not belittling the monastery and the ministry those men had.
那我这边并不是要来轻视这些在修道院里面所做这些事情的人。
I'm just saying that to deny yourself.Is not to say I can no longer experience what God has given me in terms of pleasure.
那我这边要强调是说，舍己并不是把上帝要对我生命当中我可以享受的事情全部否决掉。
I'm a disciple.
我是主的门徒。
Of Jesus.
我是主耶稣基督的门徒。
But I still enjoy my spaghetti two or three times a week.
但我还是很喜欢一个礼拜吃两三次的意大利面。
I don't think I'm any less spiritual for doing that.
我不认为这样子做是很不属灵。
And then self-denial is not denying the gifts and talents God has given you.
那舍己否定自己，并不是要把上帝给我们的恩赐。或是能力给否决掉。
Now, I've traveled and lived a great deal in Asia.
我在亚洲花蛮多时间在那边宣教旅行。
And I know the tradition of many of the people is to be very humble.
我知道亚洲的文化就是要很谦卑。
And it's not because they're spiritual, but because it is part of the culture.
这并不跟灵性没有关系，而是他们的文化性就是这样子。
And humility is a wonderful quality.
那谦卑是一个对亚洲来讲是一个非常好的特质。
Very good.
很好。
However, it does not mean you deny the gifts and talents God has given you.
然而它并不是让你要来否决掉神给你的恩赐跟才能。
As we see God at work in our lives, we need to affirm those gifts.
当我们看到上帝给我们这些东西的时候，我们就必须要更肯定这些东西。
We need to affirm those talents God has given you.
我们更要肯定这些上帝给我们这些美好的恩赐才能。
And so there's nothing particularly spiritual about not acknowledging having done well.Using your gift.
那所以说，当我们愿意来承认我们使用上帝给我们的恩赐或才能来做好事情是做得很好的时候，我们不需要去否定它，因为这个跟灵性是没有关系的。
So someone teaches a Sunday school class.
是好像有人在主日学教书。
And one of the people in the class says.That was wonderful. You are such a good teacher.
那就有的人讲说，哇，你教的真好，你真是个很好的老师。
And the teacher says, Oh, I'm not that good, really.
然后那老师就低着头说，就没有啦，我没那么好啦。
Are you dishonoring God?
你是不是不要把荣耀归给神？
By refusing to accept the gift He's given you.
因为你拒绝了上帝给你赐给你美好的恩赐。
That was a beautiful solo this morning. I was ministered to by your voice.
金钱的诗歌敬拜真的非常好，我很喜欢你的声音歌喉。
I'm not that good.
没有没有，我没那么好。
It's false humility.
这个是好像是强迫来得来的谦卑。
Even worse, it's a failure to give thanks to God for the gifting and the talents He has enabled you to have to minister to the body.
那更严重的是说，你这个是上帝给你的恩赐，使你可以在服侍上帝当中所得到的美好的结果。
You need to go back to the book of Corinthians again and read what he has to say about exercising the gifts to build the body.
你需要回到圣经的哥林多书信当中，是怎么样上帝给我们的恩赐，使得我们在教会当中可以各式合一的使用它。
Our self-denial is a matter of saying, God, not my will, but yours be done.
舍己是完全的跟主说，不是我的旨意，而是你的旨意被成全。
I have to say no to my desires because first comes yes to what God is calling me to do.
我首先要对我自己的欲望我说不要，因为上帝的旨意，上帝要呼召我做的是一定先要去做。
This is very difficult.
当然这是很困难的。
For any of us.
对我们来说都很困难。
Because the very nature of sin is to be self-centered.
因为罪的本质就是会自我中心。
And so to deny self goes against our very nature.
所以舍己这对我们人的本性来讲是相当违背的。
In the Psalms, Psalm 51:5, David writes, I was formed or fashioned in sin, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
在诗篇里面就有提到说，大卫就提到说，我是在罪里生的，在我母腹怀胎的时候我就有了罪。
This sin in Psalm 51 is not talking about behaviors.
这诗篇第五十篇提到的罪并不是我们行为上的罪。
It's talking about the internal sin of self-centeredness that says, I want to do it my way.
这个罪指的是我们内里那种自我中心，我们常常说我就是要这样做。
And there are even those who come to Christ purely out of a self-centered motivation.
当然这也包括了我们来到主面前，我们完全来我们面前原因是为了我们自我中心的缘故来到主面前。
I want to follow Jesus.
我要跟从耶稣。
I want to be forgiven.
我要罪得赦免。
I want peace and joy.
我要平安喜乐。
I want the gift of eternal life.
我要永生的礼物。
我 Do you believe that, in fact, it's possible that there might be much sin within the Church of Jesus Christ?
你相信吗？在耶稣基督的教会里面还是有很多的罪。
So I want worship to be my way.
所以我要敬拜用我的方式。
I want the song sung that I like.
我要样的诗，我要我喜欢的唱我喜欢的诗歌。
I was told just a few days ago about.A church where Colleen and I have worshipped, and there's problems with the pastor.
我前几天有听到说，我跟我太太之前服侍的教会他们当中的一些问题。
He keeps going over the hour in worship.
这是他那个敬拜的时间超出很多。
Sometimes he preaches 30 and 35 minutes.
有时候那个牧师讲到讲了三十五分钟。
When you got a bunch of I-centered people sitting in a congregation, all they can do is think about everything in reference to themselves.
当我们当中有些有自我很自我中心的人坐在这边的时候，他们常常心里面想的就是围绕着我到底要什么。
You see why Jesus says deny yourself.
这是为什么耶稣说你要舍己。
Yield to my will and the leading of my Holy Spirit.
你要跟从主的方式，靠着用圣灵来引导你走。
And then he says.After you deny yourself, you take up a cross.
那接下来他说，你舍己之后，你就要背起你的十字架。
The cross is a symbol of death.
十字架是死亡的象征。
In the days of Rome, the cross was a symbol of shame and guilt.
在罗马时代十字架是一个羞辱跟死罪孽的象征。
It was the most horrible form of death a person could experience.
这个在实际上死亡是一件所有的刑法里面最恶劣的一种。
Sometimes the people nailed to that cross would not die immediately.
当然，有被钉在十字架上的人，他们不会马上就死掉。
And they would leave the body on the cross for days.
然后他们会让在十字架上这个人在。实际上放了好几天。
Until the vultures came and began to pick apart the body.
一直到秃鹰飞来，开始吃他的身体。
So horrible by the 5th century, Rome stopped doing crucifixions.
就是这么可怕到第五世纪的时候，他们才停止了这样子的刑罚。
Polite conversation in that day never mentioned.Cross or crucifixion.
在那个年代，人们的交谈当中不会去提到在十字架上受刑。
If they saw somebody coming with a gold chain around their neck and a cross hanging on it, they would say, "What's wrong with this person?"
在那个年代，当我们看到有人带着十字架的那个项链的时候，他们会觉得你怎么了
？They must be crazy.
他们真是疯了。
It would be like.Walking into this place and seeing somebody with a gold chain and a miniature electric chair at the end of it.
就像我们今天这个年代，我们看到有人带着项链，上面是一个执行那个死刑的那个电椅，挂在你脖子上一样的情形。
And so when Jesus says, "Take up your cross," the reference of that cross within that context meant, "I want you to come and die."
在这边提到说背起你的十字架这样的内容，耶稣提的就是说你要来我这边然后死。
Paul wrote in Galatians 2:20, "I am crucified with Christ."
保罗在加拉太书2:20讲到说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And I have died to everything that does not exalt Jesus in my life.
那我已经在所有不属于主耶稣基督的我都已经死了。
I die to the world.
我对这个世界死。
I don't want the economy or even the educational system of this world to determine how I think.
我不要这个世界的教育系统，这个世界的系统来影响我怎么想。
I want my values and standards to come from this book.
我要我的价值观，我的思想系统是从圣经这本书来。
I don't want my flesh.To be in control.
我不要我的肉体被控制。
Am I against having emotions and feelings?
我是不是很反抗有我们人有情绪呢？
有
感情呢？不是。
I'm not against it at all.
我不是反对这些。
I think God made us to have emotion.
那上帝让我们允许我们有这些情绪。
God made us to have feelings.
神创造我们，让我们有感情。
But when the emotions and feelings control your life, God says you've got to die to that.
当你的感情情绪开始控制你的生命的时候，上帝就说你要死在你的情绪感情里头。
The world, the flesh, and the devil.
世界。你的肉体还有撒旦。
I'm going to die to the work of Satan.
我要在撒旦的工作当中死去。
Now, I just want to talk to Pastor Anna for a minute, is that all right?
我现在想要花点时间跟石传道私底下讲讲话，可以吗？
You can listen in if you want.
你可以听，如果你想听的话。
In baptizing people,
在受洗的时候，
down through the last 1500 to 1800 years,
在公元1500年的那个时候，
part of the baptismal service.
在受洗仪式的一小部分里
has always been a public declaration of rejecting Satan and all his work.
在这样的仪式当中会有一小部分就是要在众人面前宣告你不要不要跟从撒旦。
Now some of our more refined churches have eliminated that.
但是我们现今的教会当中已经把那个部分拿掉了。
We bright and educated people don't talk about Satan and demons.
我们有教育比较有文化的，我们不再谈论撒旦的功。
But it's a reality.
但是这个是一个现实。
And we have to reject that and die to that.
那我们要是在我们必须要在里面拒绝它，并在那里就死掉。
But listen to this, will you?
但是请听。
Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ."
保罗说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Nevertheless, I live.
但是我如今活着。
And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
那现在活着的是耶稣基督在我里面，而神，而他是爱我，是为我舍己的。
That's what it means to be truly alive.
那这个是真正活着的意思。
Paul wrote in Romans 6:11.
保罗在罗马书第六章第十一节提到。
In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Jesus Christ.
这样你们像罪，也当看自己是死的；像神，在耶稣基督里面，却当自己是活的。
Romans 8:13-14, great chapter.
罗马书第十三第八章第十三十四节非常的棒。
For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die.
你们若顺着肉体活着，必要死。
But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
Because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, They are the children of God.
因为凡被神的引导的都是神的儿子。
Well, I wish I had a lot more time, but I don't.
我很希望我还有很多时间来分享，但是我没有。
He follows, take up your cross daily.
要背起你的十字架，天天背起十字架。
This is not once and done.
这不是一次就完成的。
It is a daily walk with Jesus Christ.
而是天天与主耶稣基督同行。这是为什么我们每天都需要来查考神的话语。
That's why we need to,
yeah.
We need to spend time in prayer daily.
这是为什么我们每天都需要在祷告当中经历神。
We need to know that our walk with Jesus daily walk.
我们必须知道与耶稣基督同行是每天要做的事。来这边敬拜，与大家分享神，这是每天要做的事。
And then he says, "You take up your cross daily."
然后他说，天天背起你的十字架。
And he says, "Follow me."
然后他说，跟从我。
And follow me means to be obedient to what Jesus calls you to do.
跟从我的意思是说，对上帝呼召你做的事情的完全顺服。
Many years ago, after I came to Christ,
许多年前，当我接受耶稣基督之后
，I began to learn a lot of songs and hymns and choruses.
我开始学习很多的诗歌敬拜。
Because I love to sing,
因为我很喜欢唱歌。
I can't do it anymore.
我现在不能做了。
The voice is just about done.
我的声音快完了。
But the chorus we used to sing was,
那这个合唱部分是这样子的。
I have determined to follow Jesus.
我已决定要跟从耶稣。
I have determined to follow Jesus.
我已经决定要跟从耶稣。
I have determined to follow Jesus.
我已经决定要跟从耶稣。
No turning back.
绝不回头。
No turning back.
绝不回头。
Deny yourself.
舍己。
Take up your cross.
背起你的十字架。
Daily,
天天
become obedient to Jesus Christ.
对主耶稣基督完全的顺服。
Is that tough?
很难吗
？Difficult?
困难
？Yes.
是的。
And you can't do it apart from the power of the Holy Spirit and your determination that you're going to go His way.
但是靠着圣灵的能力，你决定要这样做，你必靠着圣灵，你可以完成的。
In the year 1519,
在一五一九年的时候
，That was before I was born.
在我出生之前
，A man by the name of Cortez landed on the beaches of Mexico.
有一个叫 Cortez 人，他在墨西哥的海边登陆。
Cortez was a great conqueror who had come from Spain.To take the country of Mexico.
Cortez, 他是一个西班牙人，他来到墨西哥这边，他想要征服，为西班牙征服这块地。
They arrived in 11 small boats.
他们坐着十一条小船来到墨西哥。
The men got off the boats with their horses, few horses.
然后这些人就从船上下来，然后有几匹马跟着他们。
There were only 500 men.
只有五百个人
to take the country of Mexico.
要把这个墨西哥这个国家给拿下来。
And they had 13 horses.
然后还有十三匹马。
And there they were assembled on the beach.
那他们在墨西哥海边就在那边聚集着。
And they turned and they looked and discovered the boats were burning.
然后他们回头过一看，所有的船都已经被烧掉了。
Cortez says.I want the boats to burn.
这个 Cortez 说要把所有的船都烧了。
So that they know there is no other option and there is no retreat.
Cortez 说，因此我们就没有其他的方式可以再撤离了。
The only way to victory is to move ahead.
就唯一的胜利就是往前冲吧。
There are some of you folks sitting here this morning that know he said, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me.
那我们当中有人会理解到耶稣提到的说舍己，天天背起十字架来跟从我。
But you've got some boats out there.
但是你可能有几艘船在后面撑着。
You have some means of retreat, some options when the way gets difficult.
那你可能有一些方式当这个事情不太顺利的时候你有撤离的方式。
And I want to say to you this morning, my friends, this church, the Evangelical Formosan Church, will only move ahead as people burn their boats and say, no turning back.No turning back.
那今天我要跟我们费城台福基督教会的朋友们说，我们只能往前行，绝不回头，绝不回头。
No options.
没有其他选项。
No easy way out.
没有容易的道路。
Obedient to Him.
对主完全的顺服。
Dead to self.
舍己。
And available to go into the battle with the armor and the Holy Spirit of God.
靠着我们圣灵的全副武装，我们可以进到我们的战场当中。
Let me pray with you for just a minute.
那我为你们祷告。
As I pray, I would invite you to examine your heart.
当我祷告的时候，我邀请大家来自我检视我们的内里。
You would claim to be a follower of Jesus.
你已经宣告你是一个耶稣的跟从者。
But you're not quite ready to deny yourself and submit to his authority.
但是你好像还没有完全可以来舍己，然后完全把自己交在他的权柄当中。
Not quite ready yet to take up a cross and die.
好像还没有完全预备好来背起十字架来舍己。
that you might be alive in God through Christ Jesus.
你可以靠着在主耶稣基督里面可以活着，可以得到生命。
You claim to be a follower.
你认为自己是个跟从者。
You've got boats in the harbor right now that need to be burned.
然后你有那个小船，需要把它烧掉的。
No turning back.
绝不回头。
Almighty God, I pray that you would touch the hearts of men and women here this morning.
全能的父啊，我请求你真的是来摸着我们这当这服事的每一个人。
Most all would profess to know Jesus.
就是这些已经宣告你是我们的主的人。
But have they come yet to the place where they're surrendered to your will and not their own?
愿我这些人可以真的是完全顺服在你的旨意当中，而不是在他们自己的旨意当中。
Some of them still struggling with what they want rather than what is best for the ministry, the church, and for their witness to the world.
主啊，这当中我们还有人在挣扎，是他们自己想要什么，而不是在国度当中，国度，主耶稣基督你要什么。
Some have come as far as the cross, but they're not ready to take it up to follow you.
有些人已经靠十字架很近了，但是还没有完全可以舍掉自己，背起这个十字架。
They see death to self as difficult.
他们认为在要死掉是件极困难的事情。
But I thank you that the power of the Word and the presence of the Holy Spirit can enable us to die to ourselves and become alive to Christ.
但是我感谢主，因为主啊，你的圣灵还有你的话语的能力，可以让我们真的可以舍己，可以背起自己的十字架来。
And oh God, I pray that some folks here would move from being weekly Christians when they come on Sunday to becoming daily believers who die daily and seek opportunity to be a blessing to others.
主啊，我们有我们当中，就是好像是每个礼拜的基督徒，他们可以成为天天的基督徒，他们可以在舍己，然后能够成为其他人生命当中的祝福。
I pray this in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Savior. Amen.
我靠着主耶稣基督我们的救主的名祷告。Amen.